Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano, Luke 1, 39-48, Our Lady of Guadalupe. 1. Set out. Mary was fully aware of her purpose and what she was capable of, yet she also recognized her limits. She went out to offer help and serve Elizabeth, not with the intention of making anyone reliant on her. Her presence was to comfort and assist her cousin when she needed. But she also knew when to step back. It's healthy to realize that help is meant for a particular reason in someone's life, not forever. It's like giving a car a jump start. You provide a push so it can move forward on its own. Genuine help empowers the other person to continue their own journey. On the other hand, making someone independent through service can disrupt their life and create long-lasting imbalance. 2. Joy. True service brings about joy and a spirit of hope. A person who assists you sincerely does so without expecting anything in return. This kind of service produces great joy, as joy naturally springs from acts of kindness. On the other hand, if someone's help leaves you feeling sad each time, it may be because their intentions are self-serving or misplaced. True heartfelt service generates happiness, and real joy inspires more selfless acts. 3. Blessed. In Acts 20:35, St. Paul reminds us, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." We see this beautifully demonstrated in Mary of Guadalupe. Her love is summed up in her words, "Am I not your mother?" Because of this, God continues to strengthen your heart and urges you to live a life of generous giving. Happy Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of Latin America and the Philippines. Long live Mary. May our world be filled with more tenderness and less hatred. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.